Hello, New Life Church. Here we are in our study of the life of Christ, entering in the last week of Jesus' life here on this earth. In this particular season, as we study this word, we see that Jesus, like many Jews, they were traveling into Jerusalem to celebrate the festival of the Passover. The Passover, it celebrated liberty and redemption for the Jewish people, yet they still found themselves under Roman rule. They were longing for redemption and looking for the Messiah that they hoped that they would crown as their king. Many of you know in the story early here, you see that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a wave of popularity. The words of the people were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." However, this presented a great challenge to the church that day, because what they were seeing was a competition. It was a competition of the God that they wanted to show versus the God of who Jesus wanted to show. And the priests, what happened with them, they functioned as kind of like go-betweens between the Roman authorities and also the Jewish people. And because of that, they had incredible power, incredible wealth, and incredible influence. And so we pick up the story. The next morning after Jesus is entering into Jerusalem, the narrative of the Gospel of Matthew tells us this, Matthew 21, verse 12 and 13. "And Jesus entered the temple, and he drove all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold the pigeons or the sacrificial offer. And he said to them very clearly," he says, "it is written, my house should be called a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of robbers." The meek and mild Jesus that so many have come to pervert today was nowhere to be found as Jesus was overturning the tables. What made so much zeal come out of Jesus? It's because they were distorting really what God wanted. He wanted true worship from a pure and obedient heart. These people were guilty of turning the very sacred thing of God of worship into a matter of convenience. They were selling and charging high prices, almost like a sporting event, where they were hollering as vendors, "Hey, pigeons, get your pigeons here." But Jesus was heartbroken by this. And here's what he did. He challenged their worship of what I would call convenience. Isaiah 56, Jesus says, "Is it not written that my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations?" Jeremiah 7, he says, "But some of you, you made it a den of robbers." Another interesting thing to note is the very place that they shut up shop, it was a place in the temple that God wanted the Gentiles to be at. It's known as the Court of the Gentiles. This was a place designed for foreigners to congregate and really for the nations to come in and seek the Lord. This is a place for them to interact with God's people, but also be exposed to God's teaching. However, this place was given over as an opportunist thing for people to turn profit. Again, the Passover, it represented liberty and redemption. It was the very thing that God wanted to present for them to be experienced right there with the Gentiles in the temple court. It was an opportunity for the rabbis to really witness, to be a witness for God's goodness to the world. But we see one thing, and that is religion got in the way. What an illustration of religion, what it can do to a church. The very thing that the world needs, religion and man's way gets in the way. You know, our vision here at New Life Church has always been to reach out to our friends with the life-giving message of Jesus, to see them become fully devoted followers of Christ. We desire to give everyone an opportunity to encounter God's truth and His grace, which we pray always leads to repentance. Listen, church, in this crazy season that our nation finds itself in, I think we should all be asking ourselves this question. Does my life bring witness to God's truth and grace for the world to encounter God? Listen, the temple, the place of worship, they were totally out of line of God's true purpose. And that's where Jesus said enough. The dishonor, the distortion of true worship. You know, I've often said, and even asked myself this, reflected on it. The problem with the world is not necessarily the sin of the world. The problem with the world is the sin of the church. So I want to leave you, not in a place of condemnation, but with a question. What does Jesus need to cleanse in me so that my witness to those around me can truly encounter Jesus' truth, Jesus' grace, and Jesus' freedom?